It's time for your North Iowa News on KCHA for Thursday, June 13th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. Over 80 years after his death and about a year after he was officially identified, the remains of a soldier killed in World War II were laid to rest in North Iowa yesterday. U.S. Army Air Force's 2nd Lieutenant Max E. Daly was killed as part of the 409th Bomb Squadron's air mission into Pulaski, Romania on August 1, 1943. During funeral services for Daly at First Congregational Church in Charles City yesterday, Pastor John Tunnicliffe recounted one of the final orders given before Daly and some 224 others lost their lives during that military maneuver.
First, write a letter home and place it on your cot. Next, pack your B4 bag, that standard GI issue that holds everything you own, and place it on your cot along with the letter dated August 1st before takeoff. Now, what is the meaning of this request? Just one thing. The Pulaski is going to be a rough mission, and the Air Force expects to have many losses.
Tunnicliffe also read from a letter to those who died from Riley Kane, a member of the 98th Bombardment Group.
To the fallen of Pulaski, to you who fly on forever, I send that part of me which cannot be separated and is bound to you for all times. I send to you those of our hopes and dreams that never quite came true. The joyous laughter and showery tears of our boyhood, the marvelous mysteries of our adolescence, the glorious strength and tragic illusion of our young manhood. All these that were and perhaps have been, I leave in your care out there in the blue.
About 75 people attended the funeral service before a procession through Charles City took Daly to his final resting place in Riverton Cemetery just southeast of town. Following a gun salute, the plaintiff taps, and a flyover of planes, Daly has returned home almost 81 years after his passing. After he was laid to rest, the public was invited to have a drink and raise a toast to Daly at the VFW in Charles City. You can read more about Daly in his obituary notice on our station website. While bus routes in the Charles City School District are getting further review for need and efficiency, they also need to get more bus drivers. In May, the school board approved changes that would eliminate one morning shuttle and three afternoon shuttles, trim about $56,000 in operating expenses, and create more efficiency. However, during their meeting this week, the board dove deeper into those proposed changes. Director of Operations Jerry Mitchell told the board that many of the proposed changes were driven by a shortage of bus drivers, an issue not specific to Charles City.
You drive down to Cedar Rapids Prairie always has that bus park there, bus drivers wanted. You drive down to Marshalltown, there's small towns, like four of them that are all together, they have a bus sitting there, bus drivers wanted. I mean, it's the thing that it is right now.
After a lengthy discussion, the board instructed Mitchell to revisit those routes, especially for Washington Elementary, a school more remote when compared to Lincoln Elementary and the middle and high schools, which are closer in proximity to each other. New Superintendent Brian Burnite noted that the issue requires a balancing act.
We are one of the few around the state that do provide that within the boundary of 2 miles and 3 miles busing. And so that's something that they looked at and made, I think, a good choice to look at efficiencies there and how they could maybe reduce some of that for next year. But certainly we want to be responsive.
Burnite added that in reviewing those bus routes, distance and safety for students must factor into the equation. How money is appropriated to the various budgets of county departments won't be changing in Chickasaw County, at least not anytime soon. During their meeting Monday, the Board of Supervisors discussed a growing trend among counties that have switched their approach on appropriating funds to their various county departments. Supervisor Jacob Hackman noted, instead of the traditional one lump sum funding at the beginning of the fiscal year, more and more are going to periodic funding on quarterly or semi-annual installments. County Auditor Sheila Shackleton was unsure how that model would impact the county operations or if it was necessary.
So everybody's on board with, you know, being fiscally responsible. I just don't know, by giving them intermediate amounts, how that would work for each department when every department's run differently.
County Attorney David Laudner noted that the different appropriations approach could have some advantages.
If, hey, I know I need 180 to run my department, but I'm going to ask for 220 just to make sure I get through. Do I really ask for 110 then if I only need it for 6 months? Or do I say, hey, I'm going to cut it closer to the bone, knowing that I'm only going to have it for 3 or 4 months? The board's going to make me come back here again in 3 or 4 months and ask for more money. So now I'm not going to ask for that extra built-in fluff, that extra amount of money. So the budgeting might be more precise then. Instead of saying, hey, we're going to give you this big pot, knowing that you're not going to spend all and you give it back, versus every 3 months you come in or every 6 months you ask for it, the board's going to get a good sense for what is extra and what is not extra. Maybe that's part of the philosophy.
Supervisors took no action on changing the county's system for appropriations and unanimously approved funding the county departments in full for the new fiscal year starting July 1st. A $500,000 Powerball prize won in North Iowa earlier this year has reached the halfway point in its claim period, so the Iowa Lottery is reminding players to double-check their tickets. The $500,000 winning ticket was purchased at Quick Star at 1502 South Federal Avenue in Mason City on March 16th. The prize will expire September 12th if it is not claimed in time. Whoever bought the Powerball ticket was able to double their prize from $250,000 to $500,000 with the new double play option, which makes it possible for a player to win a prize in the regular Powerball drawing and the double play drawing on the same night. In the case of the Mason City ticket, it matched the first five numbers but missed the double play Powerball in the double play drawing. That night's winning Powerball double play numbers were 9, 11, 13, 29, 69, and double play Powerball 12. The Mason City ticket was the only one in the country to win a $500,000 prize that drawing. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.